There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today, consumed, I think, and reasonably consumed by the Golden Globes. It was a night of drama, a night of protest in one form or another. I think it's reasonable to characterise it that way. Tom Urquhart is in LA on the red carpet last night. Tom, not a standard night, I think it's fair to say, on the red carpet, was it?
Yeah, not your average one. A pretty strange red carpet, a strange mood as well, both visually but also in tone. But I think one that, as you said, has struck a chord.
And Tom, tell us about the red carpet last night. What was it, what did it feel like there? Was it any different to any of the other years?
Yeah, it was, because it was a statement. And fundamentally, that's what the red carpet, and in fact, the entire show was yesterday. It was the first major award ceremony since allegations, not just against Mr. Weinstein, but against numerous individuals within the industry. It's an industry that is struggling to find its place and its voice at the moment. Therefore, it was this sort of show of unity amongst all to come out and address that subject front on. They did it visually and physically by wearing black, and it was interesting the number of men that turned up fully in black. Gary Oldman picking up his Best Actor award for his portrayal of Churchill in The Darkest Hour, completely in black, and he wasn't alone. A number of others as well. It seemed to be, it was pretty universal that every single female turned out in black as well. There were a couple who obviously didn't get the memo, but I think that was more to do with presence on social media than making statements. And any opportunity to voice an opinion, be it on the red carpet or afterwards, was given. And the thing that I sort of took away with it is, whilst a lot of critics are looking at it and say some of it got a little bit worthy at times, at the same time, there was always that element of humour. And I think Seth Meyers, the host, was a perfect host for the occasion as well, in terms of trying to set that tone.
That's the thing, isn't it? He is kind of the moderator, to all intents and purposes, on a night like that. Well, it can get a little bit worthy, Tom. You've been, I suppose, talking to other media on the red carpet, people from all over the world. What's the general kind of consensus on how the night flowed and what it means, how it's being read, how it's being discussed?
So how it'll be remembered, I think a lot of people, some people are saying it's a game changer. Others are saying that the fact that Three Billboards got so many of the awards and so much recognition was a farce and a joke, because the critic of the real critic apparently is saying that the film itself is not a masterpiece in any way. It is a statement, and therefore, what is Golden Globes becoming? Is it becoming a platform for people to have their say politically, ethically, or socially, or is it something that recognises great filmmaking and great performances? I think no one's taking anything away from Frances McDormand and Sam Rockwell. They put in some great performances, but the material they had, is that as good as other material that was recognised? Anyway, putting that to the side, I think the one takeaway and the one little element that you'll see churned out time and time again in years to come, the big memory and the big talking point, is the Oprah Winfrey chat. And already, I mean, I'm sat here in my hotel room in front of three TV screens, all showing different TV stations, and all of them leading with Oprah Winfrey, CNN right in front of me, suggesting that she's already putting together a campaign bid, a presidential campaign bid for 2020. It's 2 years' time.
And do you think, Tom, there were any other surprises in terms of the awards themselves? I think, you know, the Best Director, that was no surprise, really. But anything that stood out as a bit of a shock?
I think not so much a shock, because the Hollywood Foreign Press Association have a history of picking on favourites and basically lauding them. I suppose the biggest shock is the fact that a number of the other contenders going into the night, like The Post, like Dunkirk, like Ridley Scott's film, got nothing. You know, they got very, very little recognition. Shape of Water, that went in with multiple nominations, coming away with a solitary one. It seemed to be the night for Saoirse Ronan, for Greta Gerwig, for Lady Bird, which is great. Granted, it's a brilliant film. It's a coming-of-age film. And again, you know, Greta Gerwig with her directorial debut, one of the few female directors making waves at the moment, therefore getting recognition. But Three Billboards as well. Again, you know, very politically charged, a comment piece on modern America, and a sort of celebration of how film can get its message across in a social and economic way. So, so interesting times. The parties, I can guarantee, well, I can tell you, didn't go on as late as they usually do as well, because there's not many that want to be seen celebrating into the wee small hours at the moment.
It's a gauge of the times, isn't it? Final question for you, Tom. Did you get a chance to chat to Ridley Scott? I know you're hoping to.
Negative. Tried my best, but Ridley was in a Ridley mood, and he darted down at the far side of the carpet from where I was. So I tried my best, threw, you know, a couple of Durham lines in, threw a couple of cricket lines in, but nothing. not even a glimmer.
Ah, well, there's always next time. Tom Urquhart at the Golden Globes in LA. Good to talk to you, Tom. Thank you.
Cheers, thanks.
Safe journey back. All right, then, we've got literally a couple of seconds. There was a music scoop tonight, NLT.
There was a music scoop tonight.
It has a Caribbean flavour. I know you've gone sort of fairly, middle of the road, that's not fair to say, but fairly popular. Populist.
Yeah, I went for populist choice because I thought it was important that it wasn't just for my benefit and other people got to enjoy it too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
Could You Be Loved? 1980 it was released. It was written on a plane in 1979 while the Wailers were experimenting on a guitar.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Big producer Chris Blackwell. We're going to be staying in one of his hotels.
All right, so
there's a connection. That's today's music scoop. I'm going to Jamaica. See you all in a few weeks.
Toodle pip. That, unfortunately, is all the time we have for Bob Marley. Really sorry.
Yeah.
Don't like cutting that short, but it's the way it has to go sometimes. NLT, you have a great holiday.
I'm out the door.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.